Good morning. Welcome to Apple Turnover for June 5th, 2023. The New York Mets lost both of their last two games to the Toronto Blue Jays. They lost them both in relatively frustrating fashion, and we'll get to all of that in just a moment. But before we get to that, I just want to offer a hearty congratulations to Gary Cohen, Howie Rose, Howard Johnson, and Al Leiter, the four newest members of the Mets Hall of Fame. It is always nice to see the Mets honor their own, and they have gotten much better at this during the Steve Cohen era. And all four of these folks absolutely deserve a space in the Mets Hall of Fame, which obviously is not going to be as exclusive as other Halls of Fame, and that's okay. That's fine, right? These teams are trying to honor their players for stuff that isn't necessarily 100% on the field either. We just had a discussion about this on one of our Patreon episodes about Matt Harvey and if Matt Harvey will one day be in the Mets Hall of Fame. And to me, he is a surefire Mets Hall of Famer because he was an important part of that team, regardless of what the actual numbers say. But the two players and the two broadcasters here are absolutely worthy, and so congratulations to them. Good job, Mets. Good job with all of this for that. What hasn't been such a good job is the Mets offense on this homestand, which has been, frankly, dog shit. Saturday's game, the Mets lost 2-1 to the Blue Jays. Tyler McGill threw a really good start. Really good is a strong word. He wasn't super accurate, but he there were men on base all day, but he wiggled out of it. It was really a very impressive control performance. Not control in terms of like pinpoint accuracy, but in terms of controlling runners on base and making sure they got out of the jams they were in. Daniel Vogelbach had both a double and a well struck ball that was for an out, and that's good to see because I'm a well-known Vogie apologist, but just in general, you want your DH hitting, and so that was nice to see. However, David Robertson did not convert the second inning that he appeared in, and Vladdy Guerrero Jr. is a hell of a baseball player. He's going to beat you sometimes. I can't be super upset about that particular part of it. However, the Mets just did not have their bats awake at all for Friday or Saturday, which brings us to today. To Sunday, which was a different kind of loss. This was Kodai Senga's first start on regular rest. He only went 2 2/3 innings, gave up 4 runs in that time. He did not have control, nor did he have good-looking stuff. He got hit pretty hard during the game. The Mets just, they tried to come back from that, but it just wasn't going to happen. Even with 2 Tommy Pham home runs, even with a Pete Alonso home run, even with a Starling Marte home run, it just wasn't the case to be. Brandon Belt continued to be a Met killer. And, the Mets got swept again. This is just such a weird, weird season for the Mets. They sweep the Phillies, who, as I said on Friday's show or Saturday's show, I forget what show it was, the Phillies are probably a relatively equal team to the Blue Jays. They swept them and then got swept by the Blue Jays. They did great against the Rays and Guardians, both of whom were better than the Blue Jays, and then got swept by the Blue Jays. I don't know what is up with this team. They are frustrating. They are confounding. But would they be the Mets without that? Probably not. That doesn't make us any easier, though. And the Senga situation is something that I am not willing to get upset about yet. There just needs to be some sort of a discussion to getting him an extra day whenever it can be done. I know they've been trying to do that for now, but we saw how he looked on extra rest last start, and we saw how he looked on normal rest today. If you invest this much money in a player, you have to put them in the position where they can succeed. And so, I don't know, man. Make it happen, Mets. The Mets are off on Monday. They return on Tuesday to Atlanta for the start of a three-game series that is going to be, I'm going to call it now, probably pretty painful. Carlos Carrasco is starting the Tuesday game against Bryce Elder, and we'll just see how this goes. Not super hopeful. Cheer me up, Mets fans, by following me on Twitter or supporting this Patreon at Patreon, supporting this podcast, rather, at patreon.com/homerunapplesauce. Thank you, as always, for listening, and until next time, let's go Mets.